This is Sophia Slay. No way NHS can afford to fund pay rise for nurses out of its current budget. This is in the Standard. And saying that there's got to be more money. Well, you know, I've said this before. I've said this for years. We need to take the National Health Service out of the political game. Now, we enshrined in law. We did pass a law suspending it, but you have to pass a law. You can't just do it. The 0.7% of GDP for international aid. Why don't we enshrine in law that a given percentage of GDP, we won't get many pandemics, but we'd have to adjust it if we did, obviously, but a given percentage of GDP goes to the National Health Service. I mean, every time you get a change of government, you get a considerable change of direction from the top. But, you know, you get small changes of direction from the top each time you get a change of a health secretary, which is rather inevitable. But then we have to find somebody capable of running it and running it properly in a business-like manner, which does not mean privatizing it. I think it's probably got to be a mix of both, but running it in a business-like manner and get someone at the top who can do that. They're going to be paid peanuts. They're going to be doing it for moral reasons, peanuts compared with what they can pay if they're good enough to do it. And let's see, you know, have a 10-year plan that isn't kicked around every time somebody changes jobs. I'll get into a lot of trouble in a lot of places for saying that. And do you know what? I really don't give a monkey's because I believe it would be best for the NHS and best for the people of this country. Talking